This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Right off the bat, as we kick off another week closer to electing a new president, we go to our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News to get the skinny on all things Washington, and I guess outside of Washington as well. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and we have something like 70 days till the election.
70 days? I can't believe it. It does feel like it's getting closer and closer. And I guess Donald Trump realizes he's on that hot fundraising roll, right? He was in a whole bunch of places trying to pump up the volume, huh?
That's right. And he also did a $10 million ad buy, which is going to more than the original four states. It's going to other states as well. And this is because they are concerned and they think they have a chance of winning in some of those states.
Yeah. And in the meantime, Hillary Clinton, what's going on there with the blowback over the foundation and watchdog groups, conservative watchdog groups?
Well, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, my concern, honestly, is not so much that she met with people, because every politician in Washington meets with anybody who gives to anything. So that doesn't concern me. What does concern me is that taking money from places like Saudi Arabia, China, et cetera, and I think that interesting, the press is focusing on her meetings rather than some of the countries.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That certainly is true. All right, speaking of meeting and countries, John Kerry, talking about John Kerry, and he's making some tracks. You know, we would always mention how many miles Hillary Clinton did. To me, she seems so exhausted.
Oh, right. Well, he's going to be in India for the next 2 days, and he's actually going to be there with the Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, and they're going to be talking a lot about trade. They're going to be talking a lot about mutual interests, et cetera. Meanwhile, of course, the president is going on Wednesday to the G20, which is going to be in China. So that's going to be very interesting as well, because they're expected to be talking about some climate change, how that is going to affect the world's biggest economies.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question, because certainly you know a lot of people deep in the Democratic Party. Huma Abedin, the fact that now she's getting, well, separated and getting divorced apparently from Anthony Weiner, you're not surprised by that, right?
No, I'm not surprised, because first of all, I worked in addictions, and I think he's got a big addiction problem, sexual addiction problem. But it's very interesting. There was just a study done, it was just put up on the web, from Scientific American, about people who tend to sex text are usually in committed relationships. They're not necessarily the people who aren't in relationships,
wow,
which I find fascinating. But you would think with Huma being in such a big role that he would have knocked it off at least while Hillary Clinton was running for president, but I guess he didn't.
Boy, no kidding. So as you now watch what, as the campaign turns, you and I have been talking for years, do you think still it's going to be really close between Trump and Clinton, or do you think she runs away with it?
You know, I think it depends on the day. I think that he has closed the gap, and then he seems to open it up. So I think 70 days, you know, Ben Franklin said way back 200-some years ago that a week is a long time in politics, and that was before any electronic media. So I think that we really don't know. Right now, she's taking it away. But that doesn't mean she's going to be taken away. Don't forget, we have one vice presidential debate, which doesn't mean a whole lot, and three presidential debates, which means an incredible amount. And these are going to be very popular debates. You can almost sell tickets to them.
All right. I love that. What are you doing for fun these days, Ellen? Anything?
Well, you know, I turned another year older, so I went to Disneyland, which
is
my favorite place on earth.
Really?
Well, I can tell you. You know what's fabulous about Disneyland? It is such, it's such a place where there is so much intercultural things. You see people from all over the world. You see people from every ethnic group in America. And, you know, the mouse is a great leveler.
I love that, a great leveler. Excellent stuff. I'm glad that you had some time at Disneyland. And happy belated birthday. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Thank you so much.
All right. Always fun to talk with Ellen Ratner. Boy, she knows everyone and anyone. And I didn't know that about Disneyland. I knew she liked penguins. And I had the privilege of being at her 60th birthday party. She doesn't look like she's 60. And her brother closed down part of the Central Park Zoo. Can you imagine that? I wonder if my brother could close down the petting zoo maybe at one of the malls. And it was pretty fascinating stuff. All right, so as I said, we always on this show talk about what's buzzworthy. And especially with the campaign, really Ellen nailed it for us. We're talking 70 days before we are looking at another president, you know? So this is campaign 2016. And what is it that you know, I've said this before, what is it you most want to see in a president? I mean, what if we just went by that? What is it that you think are the attributes that, one, are missing maybe in past presidents, or just something you'd love to see in a president? How about if we start with that? I look at these polls and what people say they want to see. And I was just reading a poll that swears the people that were polled wanted to see the tax returns of Donald Trump, the voters who wanted to see them versus the ones who didn't. And this was a Monmouth University poll, and overwhelmingly that's what they found, that 80% or higher when they were asked whether it's important for candidates to release their tax returns, whether they think Trump hasn't released his returns because he's hiding something, they say they want to see it. And I don't know what it is, but to me, what do we think we're going to see? I don't know. What kind of smoking gun or what story would those tax returns tell us that would make you flee into the night screaming and saying, oh, I was going to vote for him, and then I saw his tax returns? I say, who cares? Look, the guy has lawyers out the yang and accountants like everybody else. He gets audited constantly. What is it really, honestly, of everything we would want to see or be revealed about Donald Trump, would that be what you would want to see? I mean, really? Especially when we have been hearing about all this nonsense with the Clinton Foundation, the ones that, you know, the money that comes out of the coffers for the former president, for who the donors are for, you know, the Clinton Foundation. And I'm not picking on Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying that as much as we would know about Trump, and then we look at the Clinton Foundation, the same thing, I don't know. To me, turning up the heat on the tax returns is not impressive to me. I don't think it's anything that would make me say, I just can't go in that direction. I mean, there's a reason to reveal the tax returns, I suppose, because of what some candidates in the past especially have said when they're running, and then it doesn't really match up with what the tax returns are. So I get it. I get why that traditionally has been the deal. But if I could ask Donald Trump 10 questions, that wouldn't be high on my list about his taxes. It really wouldn't be. And by the way, speaking of polls, a new poll says that Clinton, that would be Hillary, leads Trump by 5 points in Michigan, of all places. Are you surprised by that? We'll dive deeper into the polls and zig and zag in a few other directions as well. Coming up next, though, we have a great guest waiting in our virtual green room. Who is it? Ooh, you don't want to miss it. That's next here on ATN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make love to you.
All right, as we continue to rock through the top part of this week, you know, it's interesting in talking about politics and talking about politics and the media. We have in our virtual green room somebody who's written an interesting book. In fact, the book is called, I love the title, right, brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed B. is hanging out with us tonight. He is a U.S. Marine Corps vet, member of the Screen Actors Guild, and, boy, super successful as well as an entrepreneur, and he's a negotiations expert. What is he doing hanging out with us? Hey, Ed, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Hi, Kate.
I love the title of your book, so In Lies We Trust, and how the politicians and the media. So what's the media side of this? A lot of people are starting to say that the media is driving too much of the conversation. What do you say?
Well, the media doesn't tell the truth. Instead of just reporting the news, they put opinion in with the news. So we get a news story that is completely slanted. Now, take the New York Times, for example. When I was a kid, if you read the Times, you knew you were getting news. But now, the Times will insert their own agenda into the news stories on page one. It's a dangerous trend.
Yeah, and do you think... Is that because corporations gobbled up so much of the media and changed the narrative there? Or no, it's something else that happened to so-called journalism?
I think it's both of those things. You have six corporations that dominate the news, but you also have something that's happened with the news. A progressive liberal agenda has taken over, and they kind of feel like they're on some kind of a crusade to get their point across, and that the end justifies the means.
Yeah, there you go. The end justifies the means. How about the politicians? How have things changed in the last 30 years, Ed, as far as the politicians are concerned and getting elected?
I'm not sure things have changed. I think they've been lying to us for a very long time. But right now, we're being placed in danger, a very dangerous situation because of some of the lies that are being... Hello?
That are being pumped out there, some of the lies?
It's a dangerous... I'll give you some examples. First of all, our very security, we're in danger because the government refuses to acknowledge Islamic terrorism. As far as the government's concerned, it doesn't exist. And if our approach is that it doesn't exist, then how do we defend ourselves against it?
Right.
Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Global warming is another one. Now, the government has told us that global warming is a serious problem. I have a whole chapter in my book that proves conclusively that global warming is a hoax, an absolute hoax. If we follow what the government wants us to do, we will wind up wasting trillions of dollars, ruining the economy in order to solve a problem that does not exist. It's unbelievable.
But is part of the whole green movement about making green for some people? Because it's easy to pull on those strings, get scientists who believe that global warming is real or get them to say that, and then have a lot of people invest in that movement, right?
Yeah, that movement has attempted to demonize anyone like me who says it's a hoax. In fact, there are laws. There's a law on the books in California they're trying to get through right now that would make it illegal to say, I don't believe in global warming. So I could actually be arrested. Kate, I could be arrested for saying that I don't believe in global warming. I'm not kidding. It's unbelievably crazy. By the way, this is an attack on the First Amendment, on free speech. That's one example of it. Another example, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says that she's going to prosecute anybody who is guilty of what she calls anti-Muslim rhetoric. And what that means is if you say anything critical about Islam or Muslims, you're going to get locked up. Now, what happened? I thought we had this thing called freedom of speech in this country, don't we?
Yeah, somewhere. Somehow that's got shoved under the rug, Ed, I believe.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary. Scary.
It is scary. We're speaking with Ed Brodow, and I mentioned the fact that he has this great new book out. I just absolutely love the title. I'll say it again. In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. So why is the American public so gullible?
Well, I present a number of reasons in the book. One thing is that people just don't take the trouble to find out what, you know, they don't have time or they don't want to be bothered, so they don't do the research. Another reason is that people, by and large, have a tendency just to be gullible. We believe things. We think that if it's on the news, if it's on CNN, it must be true, which is an unfortunate. It's naive, it's gullible, but there you have it. So people believe all the stuff that's put out there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I looked at your background and I mentioned at the top, you're like Benjamin Franklin, the different things that you've been involved in, but you are a veteran member of the Screen Actors Guild, and you've appeared in a bunch of different movies with some pretty well-known people. Who was the coolest, most honest, I guess I'll say, actor that you worked with?
I'd have to say Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Ron Howard, you know, there are a lot of people with big egos in show business. Ron was just a down-to-earth, regular person. Not trying to impress anybody with anything. In fact, I remember at the time I worked with him on Fire on the Mountains, the movie that we were in, my mother at the time said, oh, tell Ron that I'm a big fan of his, that I love his work. So I said, hey, Ron, my mother thinks your work is very interesting or very exciting or something like that. And he said, I don't know why. I think I'm boring, he said.
I think I'm boring.
Very sweet man, very real. And very, very great guy. I'm very pleased to see his success as a director.
A friend of mine who's been on the show a couple of times, who's a comedy writer, told me that in Hollywood there actually are a lot of people who slant in a conservative direction, and they've had lunches and they've gotten together, but the kind of the secret code is don't tell anyone. because for fear of that they would have some retribution. Is that really true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Not only in show business. In my book, I refer to an example of some fellow was at NYU, and he had like a couple thousand people in the audience, and he said, how many of you would define yourselves as conservative? And three people raised their hands. And he said, I know there were dozens of people in the audience who were conservative, but they were just afraid to say so. So I think this is a, you remember McCarthyism?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you know, anybody that thought you were a communist or a communist sympathizer, you would be, you know, you'd lose your job. So people were afraid to say anything. Today, it's the other way around. At that point in our history, the left, I was being demonized. Now the right is being demonized. So people are afraid to say I'm conservative.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. What do you think happens in this upcoming election? Less than 70 days. You think we're going to see President Trump or President Clinton?
Well, you know, Kate, I hate to say this, but I lost my crystal ball. I don't know what I did with it. It might be in a closet somewhere. So if you're looking for a prediction, I can't make one. It's a wild election.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close.
Like
yeah, I think it's going to be close. Well, you think it's going to be close?
I haven't the vaguest. People are saying that Trump is going to win by a landslide. Mm. Other people are saying that Hillary is going to win by a landslide. And Ed says, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's a good answer, Ed. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
And again, you can pick up his book at Amazon, In Lies We Trust. And so, you know, Ed said the right thing. I can't help myself. I do have a crystal ball, and every time I put it in the closet, I want to bring it out and I want to make a prediction. I just can't help myself. I honestly just think it's going to be much closer than most think. If anyone thinks it's going to be a landslide for Trump, I think they're in for a big surprise. And also the same thing with Hillary Clinton. Because, you know, you look at these polls, 5 points ahead, 6 points ahead. I just mentioned tonight another poll where she was ahead in Michigan. But I think you can turn all those numbers in a lot of different directions. And these are polls. And polls are predictors. But I really believe it's going to be very, very tight. That's why going out to vote, even in a presidential election where the Electoral College really weighs in more, matters more, you cannot just throw it out the window. All right, thanks for hanging with us. We've got Mailbag coming up on the flip side right here on this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mail time. My favorite time, because that's when I get to hear from all of you. Those who can't call the show or are listening at different times, downloading this sucker at GCNlive.com or TuneIn.com, one of those two ways to do it. And then you're thinking about some of what's been discussed on the show or some of the guests that we've had on the shows. If you want to chime in, you always can do that by pounding on these digits, 855-266-5283, or you can hit us up through the miracle of our mailbag. And once again, lots and lots of mail trickled in the last couple of days. A lot of it has to do with politics, but not all of it. Some of it has to do with questions like this one from Newman. Every time I hear Newman, I just want to say Newman, which is from the old Jerry Seinfeld show. But Newman says, Kate, nail the score. When are you doing nail the score? I need to know. In a couple of weeks, we're going to do it the first week of the NFL. I was going to do a preseason game, but I decided to wait. So we're going to roll it out the first week of NFL football, which is the week of September 11th. So get ready for it then. It'll be on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, depending on your time zone. It'll be in the second hour, the last segment. And we have some great prizes. I already got a whole bunch of really cool prizes in. So I'm getting ready for you. And just so you know, you don't have to know anything about football. We just pick the game of the week. You call in or you email us. and you let me know who you think is going to win the game, what you think the final score is going to be. We've had a couple of winners on this show, but not in a few years. People really like the game. It seems like you get warmed up and more people jump on, and then it's the end of the season, which is so crazy. All right, how about this one from Cooper, who says, Kate Delaney. Oh, my gosh, this Hillary Clinton nonsense. You know, I don't really necessarily hate Hillary Clinton. I don't care either way. I'm not psyched about Trump. I'm not psyched about her. I'm traditionally an independent. But this stuff with the foundation is so over the top. I know that super, super Democratic people say, oh, all politicians do it and it's the same old thing. But it's not all politicians do it because they don't all have a giant foundation where they're getting millions of dollars from really crooked, rotten, horrible people and then trying to push it off as though it's nothing. And I do believe that sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And to me, it seems like there has to be something more to meeting the president of China, that because you donated a whole lot of money to the Clintons, you get a front row seat. I bet there is a little bit of truth in that. And so what if everybody else does it? I just think it's wrong, wrong, wrong. Got another one about the whole Clinton Foundation thing, and it's the other side of it. And then this one is from Howard, who says, boy, people just love to punch Hillary Clinton in the virtual head. I just don't understand why anything she does, if it was done by a Republican, would be seen differently. I'm sorry. And anybody who's right of right or whatever it is that you say, listen, they can like Donald Trump, but this is pure politics when it comes to Clinton, because anytime something can be done that makes Hillary Clinton look bad, it is just, to steal the words of Ryan Lochte, over-exaggerated. I don't know, you think it's over-exaggerated? You know, is it politics? I mean, is there politics on both sides? Of course there is, because that's how you get elected. That's what happens. But, I mean, that's pretty juicy. It's hard to deny that. You don't think that looks fishy? It looks fishy. Come on, it looks fishy. So, here's another one from Johnny Boy. Johnny Boy says, Kate, I heard you mention the other day about Trump and his immigration plan, and that he's going to talk some really specifics in this plan in Arizona on Wednesday. I can't wait. I hope you have a lot of that on your show, because I may miss some of it. Good for him. Stick with what brought you to the dance in the first place. Yeah, I was reading something today where the Daily Caller said that Trump's immigration policy would boot about 6% of illegals. So what he's laying out, that's exactly what it would do. You know, we're talking about what is the number of people who are here illegally, and he wants to deport all from the United States, but they're saying the number would be actually a little bit less. If there's 11 million, which I think the number is higher, but okay, we'll say the estimate is always 11 million, that close to 700,000 would be deported under the plan that supposedly we're going to hear, and this is based on some of what we've heard before from Donald Trump. Over the weekend, his campaign team was all over the tube, and they said that Trump was pretty much committed to a fair and humane approach to securing America's borders without going into a lot of detail. All right, we've got this one from Fred, who says, Kate, a big shout out to Izzy. Boy, it was good to hear her call your show the other day. She sounded so tired. I just wanted to give her a big hug. I can remember listening to her call your show with some really fun comments and sometimes, I guess, feisty comments. But I truly think she is a classy broad in the true sense of the word. So just a big hi from me. Oh, that's nice. I like that. All right, here's one that I got a link to. And actually, Harry sent me this with a link. And the link was to a U.S. highway fatalities report saying that they've spiked to over 35,000 last year. It was the highest one-year increase since 1966. This is from the statistics he sent me were from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they say that the deaths, they believe the deaths on the highways is due to driving, more driving to job growth and lower gas prices and more driving by young people. So drunk driving, speeding, distraction from phones and other devices contribute to the increase. They say that people die when they drive drunk or distracted or drowsy or if they're speeding, if they're unbuckled, and that there might have been some improvements, but this is traditionally what it is. I bet the distractions, I can see that. I mean, I still will say this. I don't want to police anybody, but boy, the idea that innocent people get killed every day because some dumbo, no offense, is on their iPhone texting in a car. I mean, there's so many places to pull over. If you really have some vital text, why wouldn't you just pull over? I mean, I've had that happen where I was waiting to pick somebody up and, you know, the plane's not in. Well, guess what? I'm pulling over to do that. And I think about that. I think, hey, I'm not going to be one of those people that swerves over in the lane, thinks, oh, well, I can control everything. But you can't when your head is bobbing and weaving all over the place and you're trying to text. Are you kidding? Even people that are great at texting, and I can see it. I can tell when somebody's texting and I see them swerve in the car. And I still see people on the cell phones. I definitely see the whole cell phone thing. But I bet you, I wish we had really hardcore statistics on that. I bet a lot of it is distracted driving. I think it is. All right, this one is from Detroit, who says, Kate, I get the biggest chuckle out of Trump and the wars that he has with media people like Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe, who just said that Trump needs a psychiatric evaluation because he's been going after the Morning Joe folks and saying that Mika Brzezinski is having an affair with Joe Scarborough and all this other sort of stuff. And Brzezinski is saying that she thinks it's worth asking someone in the mental health community, if it was someone you'd want to look at, are there signs of something that could lead to a diagnosis? So anyway, it was interesting. And Joe Scarborough is standing by too, watching all of this unfold. So, and then said something about, how about he's narcissistic and maybe some anxiety issues? It's like the Megyn Kelly thing. But the Megyn Kelly deal just made her more popular. And she held her own, I think, anyway. And then they had that, you know, kind of weird deal where they sort of made up, I guess, if you want to call it making up. And that's kind of gone by the boards. Now Fox is dealing more with the fallout from Roger Ailes more than anything else, I think, having to do with ratings or who's popular or Megyn Kelly and how whatever her relationship is with Donald Trump. All right, I did get this. Somebody asked me, who are the moderators for the upcoming presidential debates? Because you've been talking about them, Kate, so much. Who are the moderators? All right, well, guess what? We're going to talk about that coming up in this version of Odds and Ends. Thanks for all the emails. You, too, can email me at americatonight.net.
Hey.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Two, three, four. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, no, no.
A little odds and ends as we cross the threshold to the final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Okay, what about the moderator for the upcoming, who are the moderators going to be for these upcoming presidential debates, which I think is pretty significant. If I were somebody on network TV and I were really one of the news people and I had a news show on the tube, I would want to be one of these. I mean, heck, I would want to be one of these people right now. But if I had that super, super high profile, then sure, absolutely, bring it on. So the top choices for voters, Megyn Kelly's at the top of the list, Anderson Cooper's at the top of the list. They did a morning consultant poll. Cooper was favored by 34 points compared to 25 for Megyn Kelly. Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday was third. Bob Schieffer, who used to be the host of Face the Nation, and then Wolf Blitzer had 16%. So the debates are the 26th of September, October 9th, and October 19th, but no moderators have been announced by the Commission on Presidential Debates, and no announcement is expected until after Labor Day. So one reason for the delay is over sort of fear, I don't think sort of, but fear that Republican nominee Donald Trump will attack him for being biased against him. So I guess it's going to be a wait. And it could be Megyn Kelly. It could be the people I mentioned. They could certainly be part of the moderating crew when it's announced after Labor Day. That absolutely would not be a shock. Here's something else that has been part of the buzz in the backyard is this Anthony Weiner story. So his wife, Huma Abedin, who's a top aide to Hillary Clinton, lifelong friend, all of that, is now divorcing the former congresswoman from New York. And one of the things that Donald Trump is saying is that Hillary was negligent for allowing Weiner to get close to the classified info that she had in the first place. So that whole sexting scandal, what Trump is saying is it calls into question the judgment of Hillary Clinton, because Weiner, of course, the husband of Huma Abedin, the top aide to Hillary Clinton, made the front page of the New York Post on Monday for texting a picture of himself in his underwear with his young son lying behind, you know, beside him on his bed. His sexting partner was a woman in her 40s who told the Post that she and Weiner shared explicit photos for 19 months, although they never met in person. So Abedin announced Monday she was, you know, separating from him. Trump responded, "Whom is making a wise decision. I know Anthony well. She'll be far better off without him. It's not the first scandal for him. He lost his seat in Congress in 2011. He lied about claims that he had exchanged sexually explicit photos with multiple women. He attempted a political comeback. He ran for mayor of New York City. But a second sexting scandal ended that quest." I mean, listen, the guy has an addiction. He has a problem. And now that this latest one was out there for the world to see, that's what that is. I mean, she's done with him, or so it seems anyway. She's done with him. But to call into question, is it fair to call into question Clinton on that point by saying, okay, so she's got an aide who clearly has a husband who cannot control himself, and therefore, when you think of classified info and how close it is to anyone related to, you know, anyone related to or close to the former First Lady, the former Secretary of State and Senator, and now running for president, I don't know, is it fair to call in the people around them? It's just like Trump and the people he does business with, and we've heard that before. I don't know if that's necessarily fair game. It is another weak Anthony Weiner story, though. That is absolutely 100% sure. Certainly the buzz in the backyard is something I haven't even talked about yet, but this was big. Colin Kaepernick, who may or may not end up being this year the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, has decided to make a statement by not standing for the national anthem. And he did that on Friday, this past Friday in the game. He refused to stand, protesting what he said was the incidents of police brutality and racial injustice. Kaepernick was noticed sitting down during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. When he was asked by a reporter, he said, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way, that there are bodies in the street and people are getting paid leave and getting away with murder. The NFL does not require athletes to stand for the national anthem." So Kaepernick is within his rights to do whatever he chooses to do. There's nobody that can force him to do that. He's not going to get fined or suspended or any of that by the NFL. There are so many people that are furious over Kaepernick not doing that. Because, it's like you don't mess with the flag. It's like somebody said to me the other day, you don't mess with dogs, Michael Vick. So you don't mess with Lassie, you don't mess with the flag. So reaction to Kaepernick's actions were largely negative. It included people burning his jerseys. Pro athletes and other leagues have expressed solidarity with the Black Lives Matters movement, but not standing for the anthem. I mean, that's just, again, a completely different issue. And so now the question is becoming, athletes have a big stage. Kaepernick's actions brought on a debate. Will more people do that for the same reason? To start the conversation. I mean, here's what I would say. Put your money where your mouth is, and more than just not standing for the anthem, because I don't agree with it, I would say if he feels passionate, then there are other actions that could be taken going into communities, donating a couple of bucks to set up conversations between cops and some of these inner city kids or whatever. Start somewhere. But not standing for the anthem, I think, is weak. I do. I agree with that. Don't mess with Lassie. Come on. Let's not mess with the flag. Yeah. More players protesting. The NFL doesn't like this. I mean, if you could be a fly on the wall, whatever they're saying behind the scenes, guarantee they're not happy by the thought of, the conversation that more athletes might protest, because it just becomes more attention. There's more attention that would be placed on the people who sit. And should they be able to do that? And what does the league do? And the league's not going to do anything. But it certainly squarely puts the game right in the middle of this. And is Michael Vick, not Michael Vick, is Colin Kaepernick right? It's such a big stage, and why not use that stage? And it calls attention to the horrible situation. But I think you can also say, what about the cops who have been murdered too? What about the cops in Dallas? So there's a lot of ways to look at that. By the way, because of it, there's even been a few schools that have banned the American flag from football games. Wow. Wow! Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.